This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Congo banned public gatherings for 2 days, starting Monday in Beni after the eastern city was hit by two explosions. Authorities said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives at a busy intersection in Beni on Sunday, the same day another explosion rocked a Catholic church. Neither bomb killed any civilians, but the government closed major gathering spaces for 2 days and imposed restrictions on public meetings as a precaution against further explosions. The suicide bomber has been identified as a Ugandan who is a member of the Allied Democratic Forces, according to a Congolese army spokesman. The suicide bombing was the first such attack in Beni. The longtime ADF rebel group has in the past few years pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Schools, markets, and churches in Beni are to be closed for 48 hours. This is the third attack in 2021 on a religious target, according to military and government authorities. Two imams were killed by ADF rebels earlier in the year. The ADF originated in neighboring Uganda and has been a threat in eastern Congo for more than 20 years. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for some attacks carried out by ADF rebels. A Congolese military campaign was launched against the rebels last year. Fighters have since dispersed and fled into various parts of eastern Congo, where dozens of armed groups fight for control of the territory. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday continued to make the case for a face-to-face summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She says a summit is the best way to address regional issues with him. Her statement comes days after other European leaders rejected her proposal for such a meeting. Merkel, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, proposed